Dad worked like on the thirds or something like that. They had some kind of a deal worked out. They generally furnished you a house just like this guy out here with all the money, you know.
Galbraith?
Yeah,
Galbraith.
They
okay,
let
yeah.
him have a home and stuff like that.
Did your family tell you how long you were there before you guys moved again?
We were never any place very long. Seemed to me we... I'm sure it wasn't that long because where the heck... You know, at that age, I can't think where we might have moved, probably up in the south end somewhere, because every time the Buckeye opened up, that was he was open heart steel furnace man.
Really?
Yeah, it was great, big, massive furnaces, and they take manganese and old steel stuff and throw in a furnace and melt it down, and then they'd, when it got to a certain place, why, they would test what they have inside the furnace to see whether it was ready to take out or not, and then when it was okay, and when it, they could tell by the looks of it, or they'd send it into a laboratory and they'd say whether it was enough this or that,
right.
And then they would tap the furnace and sparks and everything would fly out of that doggone deal, and they had an enormous ladle that you've probably seen
right,
on
sure.
the TV,
yeah, and then they pour that stuff into molds
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah. It was up and down. It always had been that way. And when the Buckeye was going great, we were living great. And when the darn Buckeye shut down, we'd go out the country and
try to find something to do.
Well, you could always find work, but you couldn't get any money. You'd work for $1 a day or something
yeah.
like that on the farm.
Right, right.
And you had plenty to eat, but you were lucky to have enough to buy clothes and. Even though you didn't go anywhere.
Right.
But when it started back up, well, we came into town and enjoyed the bathroom and the things that we didn't have in the country.